tie you down with devotion, like invisible weershock silk. Written and read by Opal Song. Fandom, Star Wars. Rating, explicit. Relationship, Cal Kestis, Din Djarin, Boba Fett. Also tagged for BDSM, Force powers are for porn, edging, bondage, feels, introspection in the middle of porn, one fantasy of consensual non-consent, whipping, biting, pain play, orgasm denial, overstimulation, utterly sappy ending, dad porn, first time subbing, dom sub, work hard, play hard, and let Boba get railed. Produced for Marianas for ITPE 2023. Baby, come closer. 입안 가득 퍼져. 처음 맛본 특별한 끌림. 이 자극적인 텐션, like a bottle of cola. 넌 탄산처럼 팍 퍼져 있니? 이성이 다 마비된 듯. 사랑 앞에서, baby, 자꾸만 비트. 까다로운 척 이리저리 재봐도. 원래 몸에 해로운 게 끌리는 거 알지? 주체 못할 happy time. 내 모든 걸 뒤흔들. Boba watched from the bar as Cal Kestis walked into his throne room. The few people in the room that weren't in Boba's inner circle turned to look, and Boba could see them brush Cal off as another bounty hunter come to ask for work. His poncho, the pink one that clashed with his hair, and flight suit blended well with the rest of the people who came to deal with Boba. "Where's the kid?" Boba asked as Cal slid into place between Boba's stool and the next one over and leaned against the bar. Cal brought the kid to see Din regularly and wasn't shy about bringing him to the throne room. Boba wasn't the kid's parent. That honor went to Din and Cal, but he still made sure the kid was safe and healthy when he was in Boba's territory. Like an uncle that was married to one of the kid's parents and regularly fucking the other. "He stayed at the temple this time," Cal said, grinning at Boba like the rakish spacer he absolutely wasn't. "Then why?" Boba's mind started to gear up. If they had an emergency that needed Cal to deliver news? Cal cut him off, mouth sliding into a small pout. "Can't I visit by myself anymore?" "Oh. Oh, it was like that, was it? You need a spanking?" They both knew Din wouldn't ever deliver a spanking, though his ass looked fantastic after receiving one. Boba took a deep breath. He'd been running himself ragged lately, and in ways that weren't relieved by taking control of Din in the bedroom. Cal's eyes darkened, and he said, "Din calmed and said you needed something he couldn't provide." He pressed into Boba's space and dragged a hand up over the back of his head and breathed into his ear. "And it's been too long since I last put you on your ass, Fett." Boba didn't get a chance to suppress any reaction because Cal was kissing him, taking control and pulling Boba into him and swallowing any reactions. It was good. Boba's mind went blank for a moment with it. He hadn't had this, hadn't trusted anyone to be in control of him since he and Cal were rakish bounty hunters. Or at least, Boba thought they both were. Cal had apparently been secretly protecting baby Jedi with a crew on the side. bouncing across the galaxy together. When they were both young and the Empire was thriving and Cal's fighting got Boba so hot he swallowed his cock often. Submission hadn't ever been a regular thing, even then. Boba put Cal on his knees as often as Cal returned the favor, both of them young and reckless and experimenting. They'd only gone deep once or twice by accident, unlike what Boba and Din had now, where they went deep every time they fucked. And they drifted apart well before Boba took the job from Vader. He'd trust Din to take him down as deep as he wanted. But Din wasn't a Dom. He needed to be the one pulled under. Mandalore was more than enough control for him, and Boba respected that. Boba also didn't need to let go like Din did. He told the truth when he first talked to Din about power games and pain games. He needed to be in control. That's what he needed. But every so often, he wanted someone to force him to his knees, too. The thought of being on his knees next to Din terrified him, but made his heart and cock lurch in want. In all the time they'd been working it out between the three of them, Boba'd always been in charge. Cal was happy to play brat, and Boba was happy to put him on his knees, Din begging them both for pain. They'd been on an even keel for a while. Boba and Din married, and Din and Cal raising Grogu. As Cal pulled back, breaking the kiss, Boba realized they were in the middle of his throne room. He stiffened. Even if he wanted to go to his knees, he didn't want it here. Cal only grinned and gripped the back of his neck, murmuring, "No one's looking. I was the one moaning, so obviously I'm the one panting for it. Head up to your room. I'll talk to Fennec and get your evening cleared." Boba tried to pull away, but Cal's grip was firm, and he was probably using his force osic. It's definitely how he knew no one was looking. It was probably the reason Boba was convinced for the entire time they hunted bounties that Cal wasn't baseline human, that he was something that could read minds. It turned out Boba wasn't entirely wrong. Cal might be human, but he could definitely read minds. Even if he denied it, saying it was empathy or some bantha shit like that. "Or do I need to make you?" Cal asked. Boba could hear the heat in his voice and only just kept himself from shuddering. With the shit Boba'd heard Jedi could do, he'd believe Cal could just make him leave, and that shouldn't have made Boba's knees weak and his cock press against his leathers. But it did. It really did. Not enough to make it happen, though. Maybe later. Boba tore himself away from Cal and stalked out of the room. In the elevator up to his rooms, he caught his hands trembling and he clenched them into fists. He wanted this. He, in all honesty, probably needed this. But the thought of getting it, of letting go, it fucked with his head. He'd only ever subbed for Cal, and it was a long time ago, and he never went deeply under. He had no idea if Cal could even give him what he needed. His cock twitched at the memory of the kiss in the throne room. Cal and Din had their thing, and considering that Din responded to Boba's one attempt at something vanilla with confused indulgence, Boba could assume that Cal had experience with being in control. Unless they didn't fuck while they were playing weir at the Jedi Temple. Unlikely, but possible. The doors opened and Boba swallowed hard. They fucked. They absolutely fucked. Din was tied up. Diamonds of Weershock silk stretched across skin and over muscle, framing his nipples and cock. Prepared by Cal before he came down to get Boba. It made Bobo want to pinch them, snap the silk, and cause red lines to set in so the pattern stayed even after Din was unbound. Boba didn't have the patience for intricate rope work, not even at the heights of dominance. Oh, he'd tie Din up, but why use artsy patterns when straight lines would do? He could see the appeal, though. Cal had the patience. The thought made Boba swallow. Din was kneeling, legs bound and back as straight as ever, but he was relaxed into the position, eyes heavy-lidded, and he arched slightly as he saw Boba watching. His legs twitched as if he wanted to spread them further, causing his cock to shift and his ass to clench, and Boba could see the silk parting his cheeks and probably pressing up against the sensitive skin of his hole. Fuck, he was gorgeous. When Boba didn't move, Din looked fully up at him. When Boba still didn't move, he couldn't make himself. He knew he needed to, but how did he do this? How was he supposed to submit? And open his mouth briefly, only to close it again without asking anything. What could he even ask? Din said, ever serious, "What are the rules?" Boba opened his mouth to answer automatically. His and Din's rules were embedded into his soul in this room, only a shudder ran through him as he realized what Din meant. He was a sub now. The rules for Din were rules for him, and that meant... He swallowed and pulled his Tusken robe over his head. He needed to be naked. Din smiled and let out a noise of appreciation as Boba stripped. Then he was naked, and Din was half-hard, staring at Boba's cock, and Boba was shivering, even though the late afternoon sun was warm on his skin. He knew he needed to kneel, make himself ready for Cal. He and Din had done this often, Boba finishing up downstairs while Din got himself ready and in the right headspace and waited for him. Boba couldn't do it. He tried to, he wanted to, but... he couldn't. The elevator let out a small noise and Boba tensed, hands once again in fists by his sides. Cal entered the room, his red hair burning in the afternoon sun, glowing even where it was graying at his temples. He hesitated, just far enough out the door that the elevator slid shut and left them in silence. Boba swallowed and tightened his fists briefly. Why couldn't he kneel? His head knew there was nothing weak about kneeling. He knew it. He wouldn't let Din do it if he thought it made Amanda weak. And yet... "Do you want this?" Cal asked. Boba closed his eyes. Of course he wanted this. Would he be naked and trembling in his bedroom if he didn't? Couldn't Cal read that from him? "I need to hear it, Boba. I won't assume anything." Fuck him. Fuck him to the suns and back. "Yes," he snarled. "But I can't." His voice caught in his throat, and after a moment, Cal hummed. "You were thinking something earlier, when I held my ground against you. What was it?" he asked, a hint of his usual insatiable curiosity peeking through his calm. Boba opened his mouth, closed it again. He finally spat, "Make me." Cal hummed again and said, "Like this?" And pressure, immense, immovable, yet somehow soft pressure, weighed on Boba's shoulders, and his knees buckled and his head dropped, and he sank to his knees in a controlled fall. His next breath was all but a sob. "What were you thinking, Boba?" Cal asked again, and this time, with the weight keeping him on his knees, unable to move or fight or flee, Boba's mouth opened and the entire fantasy came tumbling out. That Cal could make him kneel, make him gag on his cock, make him take whatever Cal wanted, and make him like it. Not that he didn't want to do those things, but Cal could make it easy, could wave a hand and say, "You're gonna suck my cock and like it." And Boba would. Din took a sharp breath, and Boba could hear him try to move against the silk, heard the breath release on a moan. Cal, on the other hand, was silent. The pressure lessened on Boba's shoulders, and he cut off a protesting noise as Cal said, "Huh, I never thought about that power for sex before. It's kind of terrifying. I might be able to do it, but we'd have to talk about it. Set boundaries." He trailed off as Boba grunted his dissatisfaction with that. He knew it was true. That was consent play beyond anything Boba had ever done before. And they'd be fucked if they didn't negotiate. But he was on his knees, and spewing out that fantasy had allowed Cal to get close enough to rub Boba's head soothingly. And Boba was finally relaxing into it. He'd been relaxing more with the weight of Cal's powers on him, but this was grudgingly acceptable. He didn't want to be brought up to talk. "Whatever you have planned is fine," he grumbled. And then, because he was worried that if he didn't make this clear, Cal might stop with the Force powers, Osick. "You can still push me around with your magic power bantha shit." Cal laughed, and Boba felt a slither along his skin like he'd just slid into silk sheets. And he startled, and then bit back a sudden moan as the feeling hit his cock. Cal laughed again, this time low and dangerous at his reaction, and said, "I'll keep that in mind." He pulled off his poncho, and Boba tried to lean forward on his knees. The ponchos were bulky and made Cal a shapeless mass, which was more helpful in a fight than you'd think, and made getting a glimpse of the flight suit underneath incredibly intriguing. Whenever he pulled the poncho off completely, it was like he was a stripper dropping their dress, and Boba's cock reacted the same, eager and desperate for more. But this time, Cal's powers pressed against him, not letting him move an iota, and he bit back a moan at the feeling. The reminder that he wasn't in control here. "I know the two of you deserve what I'm going to give you," Cal said as he unfastened the pants of his flight suit. "But I also know neither of you think you deserve anything. So I'm going to give you a chance to earn the privilege of showing me how well you can endure what I want to do to you." He pulled his cock out and let it hang outside his suit. Plump and ruddy. Boba swallowed and heard Din make a hungry noise next to him. Cal reached out and wound a hand into Din's hair, his other hand wrapping around the back of Boba's head. He murmured, "Go on then, earn it." As he pulled them in and Boba's mouth parted without thought, and he kissed Cal's cock. Cal let out a soft, pleased noise, and across from Boba, Din let his jaw drop and mouthed along Cal's cock, getting it slick and messy with his mouth. Boba tried to move, to pull more noises out of Cal, but the invisible bondage held him still. Cal's hand and the Force moving his head where Cal wanted it, not where Boba wanted to go. It made Boba strain against the control, rebel against it. He knew how to pleasure Cal, how to make him squirm and swear and writhe, but he wasn't allowed to do it. He wasn't allowed to pull pleasure from Cal. Cal's pleasure wasn't his to control this time. This time, Cal controlled his own pleasure. There'd be no squirming unless he wanted that for himself. Boba was merely a tool. Merely a toy, merely a being that Cal used in his own pursuit of pleasure. That burned down Boba's spine, set his nerves and cock on fire. He'd never used his mouth like this. Had his mouth used? Fuck. Boba'd always considered using his mouth as a form of control over his partner, even when they started the act thinking otherwise. Din was hypersensitive and screamed when Boba used his mouth, and Cal was reduced to squirming and swearing when Boba teased him with it. But now? Boba swallowed against Cal's cock, mouth starting to leak saliva from the corners as Cal dipped the head of his cock in and out, teasing them both with it. Din whined and kissed Boba around the head, and Boba couldn't do anything except take it. He could feel himself sinking into the feeling, hoping it was good for Cal, that he was good for Cal, but that wasn't his problem. Cal was in charge. If it wasn't good, Cal could change it. Din kissed him, and Cal fucked his mouth, and the Force held him in place for their use, and Boba let himself drift. Washed in pleasure, responsibility evaporated from his shoulders, and he stopped fighting the Force binding him. He relaxed and let it happen, his pleasure a distant, banked fire. Cal grunted as he came into Din's mouth, and Boba moaned in sympathetic pleasure. "So good for me. You earned so much." As Boba surfaced slightly, Cal was on his knees, licking his own spend from Din's face and mouth, hand groping Boba's ass, a constant stream of praise falling from his lips. The thought idly occurred to Boba that Cal had been silent while fucking Boba's mouth. Cal was never silent. He always pushed, was a brat, even when overwhelmed. Even when parenting with Din, he was sassy. Boba wondered if he should do anything. Cal kissed him, took his mouth and owned it, and Boba's mind lost track of all thoughts. It didn't matter. If it mattered, Cal would handle it. Boba stared at the ceiling and replayed the entire bantha shit mortifying and painful timeline that was his and Din's eventual courtship. The deep misunderstanding of each other and their views on being Mandalorian, pushing each other into acts or emotions they weren't ready for. Krith forcing Din to show him his face during their first scene and never realizing just how deep a cut that was. It all worked out. They both needed to confront their baggage regarding Mandalorian culture and identity, and they tumbled into trust and sex and feelings and eventually ended up saying the Ridorok with full knowledge of each other. Din ended up the Mandalore too, which was fucking wild. And fuck! Boba gasped as Din slid down another iota on his cock and strained to thrust up or grab his hips or anything, and reminding himself of that wasn't actually helping him avoid coming like he thought it might. Cal kept talking about how tight Din was, how he wasn't stretched, just lubed up, and Boba could feel it. Tight enough to be close to painful for Boba. He had no idea what Din was feeling, but the look on his face was pure bliss. Chin dropped to his chest and sweat pouring from his skin. He sank another iota and Boba tensed, the toy in his ass feeling huge as he clenched around it. Fuck. He had no idea that Cal Kestis, sweet, sassy Jedi, could be such a sadist. He wasn't allowed to come. Cal wanted him hard for Din, but Din was unbearably tight. Being inside him was nothing like normal. Normally, Boba was in control. Even when Din rode him, Boba was in control. Could pace them both so he wouldn't come too early. Torture Din with the denial of a hard fuck. But he wasn't in control now. Was pinned to the bed by Cal's powers. Din sinking down around him at Cal's pace. All Boba could do was grit his teeth and hold on and desperately try not to come. He's so... Din broke off on a gasp as he slipped a little further. He feels so big. Boba watched as Cal nuzzled and then bit hard at the back of Din's neck, and Din clenched, squeezing Boba. Fuck. Fuck you, Cal! Boba swore, but Cal ignored him and kissed Din's neck again before responding as if Boba hadn't said anything. It's because I didn't stretch you at all. Boba's so careful with you. He hurts you, but only in the most precise ways. So delicate. Boba never thought of himself as delicate with Din. Certainly not with the whip, but... Fuck. He lost the thought for a moment as Din slid almost the whole way down, letting out a punched-out groan as he did. But if Cal noticed... If Cal noticed, then Boba should think about it and... Fuck. He cared for Din. Of course he cared for Din. Even when they first met and Din was a wreck, concussed and bruised and aching from the loss of his kid and reeling from being forced to go against his creed and slowly working through what that meant, even then Boba knew Din was something special. He was loyal, a true Mandalorian if Boba ever saw one. He was something to be mended, the cracks sealed with gold and treasured like a family heirloom. Not that Boba had any of those, except his armor. The Din returned to him. Of course he made sure he only hurt Din in ways he wanted and were good for him. Boba wasn't a good person, so he was careful. He didn't want to let his shitty nature hurt this treasure in ways neither of them expected. He'd done it anyway. Din moaned as his hips came to rest against Boba's, and Boba moaned in harmony. He wasn't on the edge of coming, not after that bout of self-reflection. At least there was that.
Hands on Boba's chest. You move them, I stop, Cal said, and Din obeyed eagerly.
Cal didn't have the same care with Din, and it should bother Boba. Should make him nervous and angry that Din's other lover and his co-parent would treat him with less care, but... He moaned as Din's warm, calloused hands landed on his pecs, roughing up his nipples. But Cal had a different relationship with Din. He'd cracked open the door of his mind before Boba'd ever gotten there. Din respected him, but he also called him Poncho, with a level of banter that Boba would never have. Cal was like that, able to lighten the mood and put people at ease. Maybe it was a Jedi thing. Maybe it was a Cal thing. But once Cal joined them, Boba couldn't imagine their lives without him. He was able to push Din into questioning his beliefs without invalidating them, or rejecting them like Boba did instinctively. He was even able to soften Din's realization that his sect of Mandalorian culture was a cult and an extreme one, one that wasn't good for Din's well-being. He had a droid Din liked, for fuck's sake. That said everything a person needed to know about their relationship. Din leaned down and kissed him, and Boba opened his mouth to it, tried to lean up into it. Din got better and better at kissing every time, and whenever Boba remembered that he and Cal were the only people Din ever trusted with this, it burned through him. But he couldn't lean up, couldn't tilt his head to a better angle. He was bound. That seared through him just as Cal grabbed Din's hair and hauled him back up. Stay. There was a crack, a thud. Din screamed. Boba grunted, mouth open and gasping as Din clenched around him in reaction to the lash from the whip in Cal's hand. The whip came down on Din's back again, and he grunted and clenched and Boba's eyes widened. Fuck. Cal was fucking mean. Every time the whip landed on Din's back, he tensed to take the pain, which made him clench around Boba, which threw Boba closer and closer to his own orgasm. The sound of the whip and Din's reactions, the smell of his sweat, seeing him tremble and his face twist up. Fuck. Everything about this made Boba want to move, want to control the pace. Every time he tried, it seared through him again that he couldn't move, wasn't in control. that this was Cal's show and Boba was merely a toy in Din's ass to torment him with, and that burned through Boba's reserves of control and ratcheted him higher and higher towards the cliff that was his orgasm. He was on the edge, so close he could taste it, Din sobbing above him, tears rolling down his cheeks the way they all loved, dripping off to hit Boba's face. He rarely saw Din's face when he was taking the whips he loved. Other sorts of pain, sure, but whips and floggers were kept to his less dangerous parts. His back was able to take the most, and Din always wanted to take the most. Watching his face made Boba ache for him, want to reach out and press his fingers to the welts and kiss him as he screamed, but he was pinned and come, fuck, fuck! His cock was bare with pressure around the base, and Din was sobbing in Cal's arms, begging for more.
You can have more as soon as Boba gets his act together, Cal said,
and Boba realized what happened. He'd pulled Din off Boba's cock right as Boba was about to come. Fuck Cal. Fuck him and his fucking Jedi Bantha shit that let him know when Boba was about to come.
The break is gonna make it hurt more, Cal said lowly to Din, staring into Boba's eyes the entire time.
Boba bit back a sob of his own. Din openly moaned at the thought. And then Cal was forcing Din to sit on Boba's cock again, and Din was crying out at the stretch, and the whip came down, and Boba was in hell. Every time he got close, Cal would stop, would soothe Din and stare at Boba. Din's sobbing got more intense, and Boba could only feel like he was letting them both down. He needed to do better, be better, be able to hold on longer. He shouted, trying to warn Cal, but then his cock felt like it had been plunged into ice water, suddenly numb and void of feeling. He screamed along with Din that time as the whip came down again.
Did you know I can momentarily stop time for an object? Cal said casually, only slightly winded by wielding the whip.
If Din was more lucid, he'd have a million questions, Boba was sure. Boba was wrenched between disbelief that there was an entire realm of Jedi Bantha shit Cal could do that he hadn't shown them yet, and the burning knowledge that Cal had stopped time for his cock to keep him from coming. That Cal was using these ancient, probably sacred if Boba knew anything about weird powers and or technology, powers to drive Boba even closer to that cliff edge of orgasm. Cal was well and truly in control. There was nothing Boba could do against that. He could fucking stop time. Boba didn't even have his armor. Cal brought the whip down again and Boba's eyes rolled back in his head. He didn't know how long it was after that until Cal said,
"Last one. You did well, Din."
On the last blow, Cal didn't freeze Boba's cock, and Boba couldn't stop it. He came. The world went white to the sound of his scream blending with Din's. He blinked back to a bit of awareness at the feeling of cool desert night air on his cock. Cal was running his hands over Din's back, tormenting and soothing exactly the way Din loved. Boba's legs pulled up and out, spreading him and presenting his whole. He blearily tried to make sense of it, of his body moving without his permission, invisible bonds pulling at his legs and supporting his lower back.
Why?
Movement inside him. Too sensitive post-orgasm was his first clue. The toy being pulled out. He moaned at the feeling. He'd gotten used to it. He didn't want it out so soon. Not when he'd been still and resting there. But then, fuck. Blunt pressure on his hole, and Boba whined and squirmed, trying to get away.
Boba, Din gasped out. Boba, please.
Boba managed to focus enough to realize it was Din pressing inside him, Cal's hands on his hips, Din's face twisted in oversensitive pleasure. He couldn't deny him. Even if he'd wanted to, Cal wasn't giving either of them the choice. And Boba didn't want to. His head was fuzzy and full of static, and he wanted Din to have everything he wanted. Anything fell out of his mouth in a rasp, like he'd been screaming. Had he been screaming? So good, Cal said. And Boba didn't know who he was talking to, but the thought that he might, possibly, be talking to Boba was enough to light up the bits of Boba's brain that wanted praise, that wanted to be good, to be worthy. You're taking it so well, taking each other and everything I want from you. Boba's eyes rolled and his body jerked, twitched, wrenched against the bonds without his input. Din slid all the way in on the words, and Boba felt like he'd come again. He stared, uncomprehending, at where his cock dribbled a pathetic spurt of cum. Force, Cal breathed. Force, Boba, that was... Din gasped, and Cal's face twisted into an expression Boba'd never seen him make before. What? Cal grabbed Din's hips and set a punishing pace, spewing praise with a vicious lilt to his voice, and oh, fuck. Boba sobbed as Din hit his prostate and kept at it. It was probably only a few thrusts, but it felt like a lifetime of overstimulation before Cal bit down on Din's neck again and Din came inside Boba. Boba panted. Breaths almost sobs as Cal gently pulled Din out and lay him next to Boba, entwining their fingers and dipping his own into Din briefly, causing Din to let out an exhausted moan of pleasure. Then Cal was back, sliding his own cock hard again into Boba and looking down at him with that awed, vicious, delighted expression. He began to move, and Boba knew this was what it was like to be on the other side of a duel to the death with Cal. To have him utterly focused and in his element and using all his skill. This is what Vader saw, and Boba was glad to be taking that from him. This is what the world would see if Cal ever fell to the dark side, and Boba wouldn't let that happen. No one would ever be allowed to see this again. No one except Boba and Din. You're perfect. So perfect. How did I ever find you? Cal was saying, scraping his teeth against Boba's neck as he fucked Boba hard, pressing dribbles of cum from his cock with his words and his cock. Boba was limp, unable to even clutch at Din's hand as Din was clutching at his. He was good. He'd done well. He was worth Cal, the sassy, sweet Jedi that nestled into their family like a stray Tuca, adopting a person. He was worth Din, fractured but healing Mandalore, who turned Boba's life upside down so slowly he hadn't realized he was inverted. He deserved this break. Cal moaned against his ears and Boba let go. He fell, trusting them to catch him. When Boba blinked himself awake, feeling fuzzy and off-kilter, but grounded in a way he hadn't in years, it was to Din moving around the room, bare in the moonlight, welts on display. Boba knew he was worn out because his cock didn't even twitch at the sight. Din noticed him awake and grabbed a glass off the table and knelt by the bed, wincing as his knees bent. Okay, he asked, voice a rasp as it often was after they played hard. Boba hummed. He wasn't entirely sure what he was right now. Other than theirs. You went down hard, Din continued. I cleaned you up, but... He cut off as Bobo weakly grabbed him and pulled him into bed. Cal was curled up behind him, passed out, and Bobo wanted more skin. He glanced over his shoulder and Din kissed him lightly before saying, He held you down through all of it and used his time freeze. His voice was incredulous on the words time freeze, which made Bobo feel better. At least Din hadn't known and also thought it was more weird Jedi nonsense. Din finished with, Using that much force wears him out. At Boba's raised brow, Din chuckled softly and said, There was a time we were stuck on Talspin 6 and he passed out after using way less than this. He's gotten stronger. Cal muttered something inaudible but definitely derogatory. And that got Bobo rumbling a laugh, and he managed to make his voice work enough to say, So you're saying this is training? Din caught his eye, and they both held for a moment to let Cal process that. And as Cal came more awake with an appalled noise, Din kissed Bobo, and Bobo let him control it. Just this once. Later, Bobo would regret that crack. Cal started calling his solo trips to Tatooine training trips. Din told Bobo that most of the Jedi thought Cal was wandering in the desert or something. He wasn't. He very much wasn't wandering anywhere. He was training his Force Usyk on them. Bobo complained that he wasn't a training dummy. But... He never protested when Cal snorted and forced him to his knees. Together they grew. Together they flourished. The end. If you enjoyed this podfic, you can leave feedback for me if you really want to. To do that, you can find the post where you originally found the podfic, and that's probably where you can leave feedback for me. Thanks for listening. Author's notes and reader's notes, because we're the same person. I read A Simple Thing a while ago and was consumed by it. I think I read it over Christmas one year or something, over some sort of break, and I know I didn't do much for like a couple of weeks because all I did was read that fic. I'm pretty sure I was still reading it as it was coming out, and just every time it updated, just... utter consumption with it. I know Marianas, who I created this for, is podficking it. Probably will be done posting the podfic of it by the time this gets revealed and posted and everything. So go check out Marianas's podfic of A Simple Thing. And then I recorded Crossed Paths for Marianas for ITPE 2023 as one of my sort of like main gifts for Marianas. But then at the very end of sort of my ITPE journey or whatever, fairly close to the deadline, I was looking for a couple more fixed with blanket permission to round out my gifting because I have no control. And when I'm like, oh, did I do the right thing? My response isn't, hey, let's look at the things that I made and see if they're okay. It's just, well, if I make more, then at least there's more. Something's gotta be good. And when I look for blanket permission stuff, especially Star Wars stuff, I generally look at Black Cat's work. And Black Cat and Iron Hoshi had done a fic called Pulled Apart at the Seams, which is a Boba Cal fic. And when I read that one for the very first time, I think I may have podficked it cold. When I read it, it clicked for me, and all three of these fics, like, just smashed together in my brain. And I was like, you know what would be the best? The three of them together. This is my new Star Wars OT3. This fic that I have written is heavily influenced by those three fics. But I do think it stands on its own. My primary cheerleader for writing this fic has either not read these fics or has read them far enough, like long enough ago, that it didn't really matter. So I don't think any background knowledge was needed. I mean, now you're at the end, so hopefully background knowledge wasn't needed. Hopefully I sort of explained it well enough that this can stand on its own. That said, I highly recommend all of the fics and do consider them sort of like background knowledge. Like, if you read those or listen to the podfics, they can sort of deepen the understanding of where I was coming from with the, like, characterizations and stuff. I actually think that they don't, like, the three fics in question, they don't actually mesh that well together. Each fic has their own specific characterization for each of these three characters, and they are not the same. I would say Cal probably meshes okay between Pulled Apart at the Seams and Crossed Paths, except that Boba is kind of sort of Mandalorian. Like, his Mandalorian-ness isn't really addressed in Pulled Apart at the Seams, but I'm assuming that he would be wearing the armor and stuff. And so Cal's utter ignorance of everything Mandalorian in Crossed Paths doesn't really make sense there. Other than that, I think Cal is probably pretty consistent. On the other hand, not on the other hand, but Boba, from what I can see, through from Pulled Apart at the Seams to A Simple Thing. Pulled Apart at the Seams is a shorter fic, obviously. A Simple Thing is like 800K. So yes, Pulled Apart at the Seams is a shorter fic. It's also like, it's pretty much pure like get together shenanigans porn. So it sort of necessarily doesn't go quite as deep into all of the Mandalorian identity angst that Boba has. It's also prior to the original Star Wars trilogy, which means that Boba hasn't had his run-in with Han Solo and his run-in with the Sarlacc. So
It's definitely sort of lighter in tone. It also ends with Boba and Cal, like Boba really admitting that he has feelings for Cal, which I don't think the Boba in A Simple Thing really would have experienced in the past. I tried to sort of lighten that in mine, lighten the pulled apart at the seams to Boba and Cal traveled together, fucked a lot, but didn't, like, they just sort of drifted apart. They didn't ever do the, like, feelings, deep feelings thing. That definitely happened in Pulled Apart at the Seams. And then there's Din. And Din is a... There are different interpretations of him in Crossed Paths and A Simple Thing. And part of it is just a lot of the world building. In fact, I would say most of it is the world building in the two fics. Like, Crossed Paths is a lighter, has a much, much lighter tone than A Simple Thing. Crossed Paths has a much gentler view of the galaxy at large and specifically of Din's Mandalorian culture. It very much takes Din's sect of Mandalorian culture and takes it at face value and says, this is worthy. Like, we're not going to interrogate what this means, which is fine. I would like to be clear that I'm not criticizing. I fall more in the A Simple Thing camp of how to interpret Din's Mandalorian sect, but Crossed Paths just takes a gentler tone with it and is like, this is how he was raised, this is his culture, we're taking that at face value. And there's never a push for Din to become anything else other than what he is. And again, that's totally fine. It does mean that he doesn't struggle with self-identity at all. He doesn't have this massive recrimination for doing what he did to save Grogu, like taking off his helmet. But he also doesn't then work to take, like, figure that he's going to take off his helmet in front of Cal immediately. He only does that, like, in, like, the last chapter. Sorry, spoilers. But, like, he doesn't do it right away in Crossed Paths with Cal. Because that's not, like, part of his thing. Like, even after they get together, it takes a while for him to feel that comfortable. And Cal is fine with that. He's like, no, this is who... This is the man that I love, and this is who he is, and I accept that. Whereas in A Simple Thing, there's a lot of interrogation of Din's sect of Mandalorian culture and what it means and how it's kind of a cult. Not just kind of, it is a cult. And how it's not super healthy, and Din has to wrestle with that, and his, like, deep guilt and sort of horror at what he had to do to save Grogu. And not that, like, and he never thinks, oh, I wouldn't have done it to save Grogu, or I regret that I did it to save Grogu, but also, like, I wish I hadn't had to. Because then I could still be proud of who I am, that, all of that. And along with that goes a Boba that also deals with that. And there's also the whole BDSM relationship, which doesn't actually exist in either of the other two fics. So I try to, like, so none of the fics actually mesh together really well, like, tonally or characterization-wise, it's mostly just sort of the world building that means that they don't. They do, however, mesh together really well timeline-wise, which I tried to get across in my fic, where pre-original trilogy, while the Empire is still, like, rockin' strong, Cal and Boba, like, fucked their way across the galaxy, while Cal pretended to be a bounty hunter and Boba was a bounty hunter. And then, sort of immediately after the original trilogy, while the Empire was still in its infancy, not the Empire, the New Republic was still in its infancy, Cal and Din had a whole bunch of, like, accidental slash force nonsense interactions, where they slowly built a friendship and then, like, built feelings for each other. And then the first season of The Mandalorian happens, and at the end of that, in Crossed Paths, it's Cal that goes to rescue Grogu and Din from the, like, on the light cruiser. And I didn't actually address that. In my brain, it was also Cal, but thinking back on it, I don't actually think Cal would have left Din on the light cruiser. I think he would have been like, nah, we're sticking around until Din is better. But, like, a whole big point of the start of A Simple Thing is that Din doesn't really feel like he has anywhere to go. So he ends up on Tatooine. So somehow, whether Cal rescues Grogu or Luke Skywalker rescues Grogu, Din still ends up on Tatooine, kind of going like, I don't really know where I'm supposed to go. I can't go back to my cult because I took off my helmet. But also, I don't want to stay on the light cruiser with what's-her-face, Mandalorian princess there. So he just sort of ends up at Boba's place, Boba's palace even. And then A Simple Thing goes from there. And I think, like, so timeline-wise, that all works. And then we would have Din eventually going to see Grogu at the temple. And that's where, in A Simple Thing, he offhandedly meets Cal at one point. And mentally I'm going, ah, Cal! And I think he could just sort of, like, bump into Cal there and they could be like, oh, you, we can finally connect again. And then, you know, it goes from there and they end up co-parenting Grogu. And then, but Din is still, like, getting together with Boba and figuring that shit out. And I'm sure there was, like, an entire rom-com's worth of, an angsty rom-com, drama novel, worth of feelings and misunderstandings and Din feeling weird because he has, like, deep, deep, deep feelings for both Boba and for Cal. Anyway, they work it out. And then eventually Cal goes and visits, like, takes Grogu and visits Din on Tatooine to show Grogu what his dad is doing on Tatooine. And then there's the, like, you moment between Cal and Boba when they meet, you know, their boyfriend or husband or fiance or whatever you want to call Din, their other partner, like, his other partner, and it's their ex from their wild early 20s. Anyway, I put way too much and way too little thought into this. Thanks for listening.